Hello and welcome to the Manor Law School podcast, Series 7, Episode 7, and the final episode of this series, and indeed this academic year. And what a year it has been. Another jam-packed year at Manor Lodge, and it's been a pleasure to give you a flavour of it all on the Manor Law School podcast over the course of the year. So here is what's coming up on this final episode of the year. We hear all about our recent school summer fete and a huge highlight of the Children's Manor Lodge journey, the Year 6 residential to France. We also learn about the Magna Carta, Euro 2024, the Summertime Ball, Glastonbury and Six the Musical, plus places to eat, birthday presents, the best footballers and the longest words in the world. Let's kick things off with the recent school summer fete. Here are Suriana and Layla from Year 4.
Hi, my name is Layla.
And I'm Suriana.
And today we're going to tell you about the Manor Lodge Summer Fete.
We had this week at school. The theme for the fete was Olympics. Did you know that our Manor Lodge parents have been working
so hard to make this amazing event?
Thank you, Parents Hub!
The food we had was burgers,
chicken souvlaki, donated by Going Greek.
Hot dogs.
Donuts.
Cotton candy.
Popcorn.
And ice cream.
We have to say, the food was delicious this year. So thank you to the Manor Lodge dads that cooked it.
Thank you, Dad. We had the competition on who was going to design the front cover of the fete brochure. The runners-up for the brochure cover were... drumroll, please. The juniors' runners-up were Aria
in 4K in our podcast
and our class,
Matilda in 6E,
Leela in 4O, and in infants, the runners-up were, drumroll please, Naira in RWA, Leela's sister, May in 2G,
and Phoebe in 2P. And the winner for the brochure cover was...
Florentina in RM.
Well done to the people who won and the people who participated. You are all winners.
This year in the summer fete, each class had to represent a country taking part in the Olympics. They decorated their stalls with countries' flags. Did you recognise any? Our favourite was 4K's Greece Wheel of Fortune, RWA Fill a Jar, and 2S Lobaluroll.
But to be honest, they were all amazing. All the stalls were great, but I think the busiest was the hair braiding and sand art. I love shopping, so I was really happy to see some great stalls for buying stuff.
The inflatables were fantastic this year, especially the 100 feet obstacle course.
What was your favourite part of the summer fete? We cannot wait for next year's summer fete.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
And remember to rate,
like,
subscribe
and tell your friends. Bye!
Next, here's Imani from Year 6 reporting back on the recent Year 6 residential trip to France.
Hello, my name is Imani and today I'm going to be telling you about the Year 6 France trip. Every year, the Year 6s go to France after their production. As you might know, I am in Year 6 and I went on Monday 24th of June to France for 5 days. I'm going to tell you all about it. On Monday, 10:30 a.m, we headed on the coach, which took about 2 hours. Then we went on the Eurotunnel, which took us all the way from England to France. It was long and a hot journey, but so fun. I sat next to my friends and we talked and laughed the whole way. We arrived in France at 5 p.m. and went to our pods. In each pod there were 4 people. I stayed with all my friends, which was really fun. Next, we had dinner and went to bed. The first night was really hot and sleeping in a thick, comfy sleeping bag made it even hotter. But we all managed to fall asleep in the end. Day 2, we went to the museum about World War I. It was interesting and learnt a lot of facts. After, we went to see some real World War trenches. It was really fun. And we had sandwiches for lunch and chili con carne for dinner. And dessert was my favourite, eclairs. The second night, my pods slept a whole lot better. Day 3 was also so fun. First, we went to the market and had a really cool challenge. What we had to do was buy a food that was red, 100 grams of cheese, and a blue useful item, and some mandolin, which is a type of cake. And we had to order it all in French. Then we got to buy stuff for ourselves after. After the market, we visited a chocolate factory and learned all about the history of chocolate and how it was made. We even got to try some. But out of all the days, day 4 was my favourite. We went to Parc Asterix, which is a theme park in France. We had so much fun and went on so many rides. And I bought something for my family at the gift shop and a tasty chocolate crepe that was delicious. It was hot all week and then on Thursday it rained. It was so fun. We danced and sang so loudly in the rain. And for dinner we got to try snails. I did not try one, but my friend did and said how they were surprisingly tasty. If you don't know, snails are actually edible. People cook them and eat them with butter, garlic, herbs, and some say they are nice, but others found them disgusting. I'm kind of glad I did not try one. After dinner, we had to pack all our stuff as we left the day after. Day 5, we went to the aquarium. We saw so many different fishes and sea creatures, but my favourite exhibit was definitely the sea lions, or maybe even the sharks. We had lunch at one of the shops at the aquarium. I had fish fingers and chips, which was really good. Then we went on the ferry. The journey was not that long, but sadly we did get delayed. Then we were in England again, in Manor Lodge. Overall, the trip was really good. I had the best time and made unforgettable memories along the way. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Now, with festival season well and truly upon us, here are Harry and Noah from Year 5 to tell us all about Glastonbury.
Hi, I'm Harry J.
And I'm Noah. And today we're going to tell you about Glastonbury 2024.
Glastonbury is a massive music festival which takes place every 4 out of 5 years, and the 5th year is called a fallow year.
A fallow year is a year when they let the ground rest and get restored for the following Glastonburys.
Glastonbury this year was from the 26th of June to the 1st of July.
A few of the acts were
Dua Lipa,
Shania Twain,
Fatboy Slim,
Coldplay,
SZA,
and Anne-Marie.
If you want to watch it and couldn't go, you can go onto BBC iPlayer and watch all the incredible acts.
This year, approximately 200,000 people were at Glastonbury.
Glastonbury has been running for 54 years.
There are 5 main stages at Glastonbury and 95 others.
But the main one is the Pyramid Stage.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Sticking with the music theme, Aria and Suri from Year 4 are here next to tell us about Capital Radio's Summertime Ball.
Hi, my name's Suri.
And my name is Aria.
Today we're going to tell you all about the Summertime Ball and who was there. Capital Radio Station hosts a big event where loads of famous singers come to sing, and it's in Wembley Stadium.
We have
Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso,
Ella Henderson with Alibi,
Benson Boone with Beautiful Things,
Perry with Forget About Us,
Becky Hill with Outside of Love,
David Guetta with I Don't Want to Wait,
Meghan Trainor with All About That Bass,
Katie Basil with Feel This Good,
Paul Russell with Lil Bruthang,
Natasha Bedingfield with Unwritten,
Rudimental with Green and Gold,
and many others.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
And if you went to see it, we hope you had an awesome time. Bye!
Another huge current event is Euro 2024. Here are Noah and Ezra from Year 4 to give us an update.
Hello, and my name is Noah.
And my name is Ezra.
And today we'll be telling you about all the teams that qualified for the Euros. So let's get started. The Euros is played every 4 years. The French Football Federation started the Euros.
In Group A is Germany, the hosts, Scotland, Hungary and Switzerland.
In Group B is Spain, Italy, Croatia and Albania.
In Group C is England, it's coming home, Serbia, Slovenia and Denmark.
In Group D is Austria, France, Netherlands and Poland.
In Group E is Romania, Belgium, Slovakia and Ukraine.
In Group F is Portugal, Georgia, Turkey and Czech Republic.
Every game of the round of 16 has been played, seeing England, France, Portugal, Germany, Netherlands, Spain, Switzerland and Turkey go through to the quarterfinal.
Every game of the quarterfinals has now been played, seeing Netherlands, Spain, England, France.
England beat Switzerland in a nerve-wracking penalty shootout. England won 5-3. Come on! And now they are playing Netherlands in the semi-finals.
France sealed a spot in the semi-finals by winning on penalties, also 5-3 against Portugal. Spain sealed their spot in the semi-final when Mikel Merino scored a great header in extra time against Germany. Netherlands also got a place in the semi-finals by coming from behind against Turkey. The score was 2-1 to Netherlands.
As we record, Spain are due to take on France in the first semi-final on Tuesday the 9th of July, followed by England versus the Netherlands on Wednesday the 10th of July, with the final taking place on Sunday the 14th of July.
Come on, England! Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Harry and Dabari from Year 5 have the best football of the season next.
Hi, I'm Harry T.
Hi, I'm Dabari, and today we are going to be telling you the best footballers of season 23 to 24.
Here are the top 20 footballers in the world. Number 1, Bellingham. He plays for Real Madrid and he is from England.
Number 2, Vinicius Jr. He plays for Real Madrid and he is from Brazil.
Number 3, Kylian Mbappe. He plays for Paris Saint-Germain and he's from France.
Number 4, Phil Foden. He plays for Manchester City and he's from England.
Number 5, Declan Rice. He plays for Arsenal and he's from England.
Number 6, Harry Kane. He plays for Bayern Munich and he's also from England.
Number 7, Erling Haaland. He plays for Manchester City and he is from Norway.
Number 8, Kevin De Bruyne. He plays for Manchester City and he's from Belgium.
Number 9, Toni Kroos. He plays for Real Madrid and he's from Germany.
Number 10, Lionel Messi. He plays for Inter Miami and he's from Argentina.
Number 11, Martin Odegaard. He plays for Arsenal and he's from Norway.
Number 12, Florian Wirtz. He plays for Bayer Leverkusen and he's from Germany.
Number 13, Saka. He plays for Arsenal and he is from England.
Number 14, Mats Hummels. He plays for Borussia Dortmund and he's from Germany.
Number 15, Cristiano Ronaldo. He plays for Al Nassr and he's from Portugal.
Number 16, Alisson Becker. He plays for Liverpool and he's from Brazil.
Number 17, Mohamed Salah. He plays for Liverpool and he's from Egypt.
Number 18, Lautaro Martinez. He plays for Inter Milan and he's from Argentina.
Number 19, Anton Griezmann. He plays for Atletico Madrid and he's from France.
Number 20, Song Heung-min. He's from Tottenham Hotspur and from South Korea.
Here are some facts about players. Bellingham plays for Real Madrid, but the year before he played for Dortmund.
Vinicius Jr. is a Brazilian professional footballer who plays as a forward for the Liga club Real Madrid and the Brazil national team. He was also known for his pace and cool skills.
Kylian Mbappe is a French professional footballer who plays as a forward for the Liga club Real Madrid and captains the France national team.
Phil Foden got player of the season for Man City, who won the Premier League.
Declan Rice joined Arsenal at the start of the season.
Harry Kane left Tottenham to go to Bayern Munich.
Erling Haaland got the most goals in the Premier League.
De Bruyne is from Belgium.
It was Toni Kroos' last time for playing for Real Madrid.
And Messi joined Inter Miami. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Next, Fiore from Year 4 is here to tell us about some fun birthday presents.
Hello, my name is Fiore, and you probably didn't know, but recently it was my birthday, so I thought it would be a good idea to tell you some of the gifts I got. The first gift I got is a fidget, not any ordinary type of fidget like a poppet or a fidget spinner, but a banana fidget. It is full of sand and stretches so much. I also got lots of money, and who doesn't like money? Another thing I got was a bubble tea kit. Layla in this podcast got it for me. You can make 6 drinks of bubble tea. These are the flavours: cherry, peach, mango and strawberry. It tastes better than the boba you get at the shops. Lastly, I got clothes that are very pretty. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye!
You'll no doubt be looking for plenty of places to eat over the summer. So Noah from Year 4 has got the top 8 places to eat.
Hi, my name is Noah, and today I'll be telling you about my top 8 favourite places to eat, in my opinion. Knife and fork ready? Now, let's tuck in. In 8th place, we have Pizza Express. I love Pizza Express because it makes the best pizza outside of Italy, and this is what I have there. Sometimes I have a beetroot Buddha bowl, but normally a pizza with mushrooms and olives. In 7th place, we have Oka Sushi. This pan-Asian and sushi restaurant was established in 2013. I have only been there once, but that was enough to seal a spot in my top 8. When I went there, I had tuna sliders, Marmite chicken with rice and steamed vegetables, and salmon truffle rolls. The sushi and chicken I received here was unbelievable. In 6th place, we have Vimy Eco Store. In July 2021, the businessman tried once again and opened Vimy Eco Store in Radlett. The store's title comes from two names, Vishal and his wife's name, Mitali. Vimy Eco Store is a lovely, healthy place to eat in Radlett, selling delicious salads, warming soup and favoursome ice cream for a hot summer's day, if someone returns, that is. In 5th place, we have Five Guys. Five Guys was founded in 1986 by Janie and Jerry Murrell. Jerry and the couple's sons, Jim, Matt, Chad and Ben, were the original Five Guys. Five Guys is in my top 8 favourite places to eat, even though it is a fast food restaurant. It's okay to have it once in a while. When I go there, I have a cheeseburger with lettuce, grilled onions, mushrooms, peppers, tomato ketchup, mayonnaise and barbecue sauce. In 4th place, we have The Colony Grill, a special treat for my papa's 80th. In London, we went there with all his side of the family. When I went there, I devoured my starter of fresh crudité, a main course of shepherd's pie, and to finish it off, a pick-your-own sundae. I had 2 scoops of apple and ginger ice cream, topped with popcorn and honeycomb. In 3rd place, we have Skipjack's, the best fish and chips restaurant I know. I have a grilled sea bass, chips, some tartar sauce and ketchup to dip into, and mushy peas on the side. And for dessert, a scoop of raspberry sorbet and passion fruit and mango sorbet. In 2nd place, we have Taipan. Taipan is an eat-in and takeaway Chinese restaurant in Northwood that I go to with my family on special occasions. I love it here because the food is very flavoursome and it dances on my tongue. When I go there, we have 3 courses including chicken satay, broccoli, seaweed, duck pancakes and lots more delicious food. In 3rd place, we have Kyoto, a restaurant I go to every year for my birthday and other days around the year. I have a salmon teriyaki, tuna crunch rolls, salmon and avocado, as well as lots more lovely food. I always am so grateful when I go there. There are lots more restaurants that I haven't been to, but I am willing to try. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
You might even be looking to catch a show or two, so Suri and Suriana have a recommendation.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Suriana.
And my name is Suri. And today we're going to tell you all about Six the Musical.
We've both seen it.
It was amazing.
If you don't know where it is, it's in central London. But to get there, I think it's best if you take the tube.
We recommend you see it if you haven't already.
I don't know about you, sorry, but my favourite was Anne Boleyn because she's so funny and has great enthusiasm.
She's amazing and I love her accent too. But my favourite is Catherine Parr because she was the one who survived and Henry died before she did.
Go women! We hope you have seen it and enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to
Six,
our part of the podcast.
Bye!
Ezra from Year 4 has an educational piece for us next. He's going to tell us about the Magna Carta.
Hello, and my name is Ezra, and today I'll be telling you about the famous law document, the Magna Carta, and the ruthless leader, King John. Number 1. Magna Carta was written by a group of 13th century barons to protect their rights and property against a tyrannical king. It is concerned with many practical matters and specific grievances relevant to the feudal system under which they lived. Number 2. Like many writings in the pre-paper period, the 3,500-word agreement was originally written on vellum or calfskin parchment. The document itself had a preamble and 63 clauses and was written in Latin. Number 3. In perhaps its most enduring legacy, the Magna Carta mandated that no man be imprisoned, stripped of his possession or exiled, except by the lawful judgment or his equals or by the law of the land. Basically, it said that the king can't arbitrarily imprison someone just because he's in a bad mood. Number four, in the years of his following rule, John was portrayed as being greedy and selfish. Matthew Parry was a 13th century chronicler who was brutal in his criticism of John, saying of his death, hell itself is made fouler by the presence of John. Number five, people have referred back to the Magna Carta as different points in history, and some sections of it are still relevant law today. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Nate from Year 4 is here next to tell us about the longest words in the English language.
Hello, I am Nate. Today I'm going to be telling you about three of the longest words in English. So here we go. Pneumonaultramicroscopuxylacovolcanocaunaosis is the longest word in English. It is 45 letters long. The meaning is a type of lung disease caused by inhaling certain dust. Hippopotomonstrosis cryptaliophobia, 36 letters long, and pronunciation is, well, what I just said. And meaning is, strangely, fear of long words. I bet you didn't guess that. Another word that is often thought to be the longest word in the English language is anti-disestablishmentarianism, but it only has 28 letters and now estimated to be the sixth longest word in the Oxford Dictionary.
Time now for this week's interview. Here are Lily and Aria from Year 4 putting the questions to Mrs. Patel.
Hi. My name is Lily.
And my name is Aria.
We are doing an interview with the head teacher's personal assistant, Mrs. Patel.
Hi.
Hi, Mrs. Patel.
Hello.
We're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
One, what is it like being the head's personal assistant, and do you like it?
Well, I'm going to say yes, because I've been doing it for a while. No, it's a lovely job to do. It's fun. No day is the same day. Every day is different, which is something that I like doing when I come to Manor Lodge. And yes, the people are nice, and Mrs. Lobo is lovely to work for.
Number two, what made you want to be the head teacher's assistant?
Well, originally I was helping all the lovely ladies in the office. Mrs. Lobo wanted a personal assistant to come and help her because her other personal assistant was leaving. And she asked me, we chatted, and we got along. And from then I said, yes, I'll give her a go. I've never done it before.
What jobs does being a head assistant involve?
So looking after Mrs. Lobo, helping her with her meetings, organising her day, and then I also take care of answering the phone, answering emails. I do admissions, so for the reception children or children who are looking for a place in other year groups, that would be my job to take care of. And if anybody needs any help, I'm there to help them.
Number four, what do you do when Mrs. Lobo is away?
Put my feet up. No, when Mrs. Lobo is away, I do a lot of the admissions work, and there's always something that has to be answered or done.
Okay. Number five, what made you want to work at Manor Lodge?
The people and the children. I think it's a very fun, exciting place to work, and all the children, all the teachers as well, are extremely lovely people to work for.
I do want to be a teacher when I grow up. Number six, how would you describe the culture at the school, and do you like it?
Yes, I do like it. I would say it's a fun culture, do you not think? Mm. Is it?
Okay, number seven. Do you consider yourself as a passionate person?
Yes, I think I am. I like making people smile, and I like coming to work feeling happy every day as well. And I think that requires you to be a bit passionate about what you do.
Number 8. What sorts of things do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, I love food. I like going out to places to eat. I see my family. I have quite a big family, so seeing them. And I take my daughter out.
Okay, thank you. Number 9. Can you tell us something about you that you don't think many people know about you?
Oh, well, I do talk a lot, so most people know lots of things about me. One thing that I like doing with my daughter is that we close our eyes and pick a spot in the, on the map, and then we will just go drive there. And on the way there, we will plan all the things that we can do en route.
Okay. Thank you for answering the questions, Mrs. Patel.
We're sure you are a good personal assistant for Mrs. Lobo from all we have heard.
Bye.
And that almost wraps things up for this week's episode and indeed this year. On behalf of everyone at Manor Lodge, I'd like to wish you all a fantastic summer and to those moving on, all the best for the future. Thanks very much to this batch of podcasters. They've been awesome. And we'll be back, refreshed, with a new lineup in September, so make sure you stay subscribed. Our intro music at the start of the show this week was created on GarageBand by Lily in Year 4. And now to close the show, the series and the year, here is a GarageBand created by Suri in Year 4.
School podcast.